So we responded down there, and between the school district and ourselves, we decided to do a lockdown, just a precautionary lockdown, until we were able to sort some of that out.
And what time did the threat come in? Was it a specific moment that it was noticed? And...
The information we got was around 8:30 that we was notified about it, and then we went down to the school and talked to the school officials, and at that time, just to see what the potential threat was on social media, talked to a couple students, and then just went from there.
Was the threat reported by students?
No, and that's some of the things we're looking into. One student seen it, but we couldn't, find it again on the social media site. So that's kind of what Sheriff's Office is doing now, is investigating where that potentially came from.
So at this time, you're still looking for a suspect then?
Yeah, that's correct. We're still looking into where the post came from and calling different social networks to see if we can track that down.
Captain Brian Andrews, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, with us. Captain Andrews, can you tell us what social media platform was used to make the threat?
It came from Snapchat, and also, it was a screenshot from Snapchat onto Facebook. So it's kind of difficult to track down, between Snapchat and Facebook. We got to do some things to basically go backdoor and get a hold of them people to help us out with that.
Because whoever posted it originally deleted it. Is that what happened?
That's what we're thinking, because we haven't been able to locate it as of yet, but we are still looking into it and got calls into those platforms to try to help us out.
So there's been talk that the Facebook post was done on Misty's list. Is that true? Is that what happened?
That's not the information we got. The stuff we came from that I was told about was off Facebook, and I'm not sure about the Misty List one at this time.
All right. Captain Brian Andrews with us this morning. As you continue through this investigation, what's the next step? Where's the investigation going at this point?
So, like I said, we're in contact with Facebook and also Snapchat to try to locate the user that posted that information on there, and then following up with that. So, we're in contact with those people to help us out, trying to find out who posted it on there. And then once that happens, we'll, bring that person in and talk to them about why they posted it and what's going on there.
Captain Andrews, one thing we've been talking about today is what the penalty should be for those that make a threat like this. And should this person be a minor, what kind of repercussions would they be looking at? What currently is the law for that?
Well, it is a felony to make threats on, to make terroristic threats, and that's what it falls under. So that is a felony. And without looking at the statute, I'm not sure what the punishment is, but it is a felony to do that. So it is a serious thing to be doing and posting stuff on and making threats towards, a large amount of people and different things. So it is a serious thing that we follow up on when we come across these things.
And any info that you can give us on what the specifics of the threat that was made, what the threat was?
I'm not going to share that at this time, just because it is still an active investigation, and I don't want to give out too much detail since we are still following up on that.
All right. Captain Brian Andrews with us this morning. Appreciate your time. Anything else that you'd like to share about what happened yesterday?
No, I would just throw out there that, this is serious, and if you're posting stuff on, it takes up a lot of resources to the sheriff's office and also everybody involved in that, and it kind of, displaces a lot of people from getting their jobs done and doing the things they need to be doing without, following up on things that people are posting. So let's be careful about what we post on social media.
Thank you. Captain Brian Andrews this morning. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.